China's presumptive leader-in-waiting has not been seen in public for 13 days. He's canceled meetings with dignitaries, including Hillary Clinton. Rumors are swirling. And all this comes in the run-up to a crucial Communist Party meeting where he had been expected to take the party's top job. Now, as NPR's Louisa Lim reports, fears are mounting this could get off track.
Where is China's crown prince? That's the question no one is allowed to ask. Xi Jinping's nickname is now censored as a search term on internet microblogs. Other forbidden terms include back injury, Xi's car accident, and liver cancer, all rumours of what might have befallen China's likely next leader. Attempts to gain any type of clarity from the foreign ministry receive a stock response, voiced here through a translator.
I have already answered such questions many times. Next question.
The current silence stands in stark contrast to what happened last year. Then the government took just one day to shoot down a rumour that former President Jiang Zemin had died. This time, however, there's been nothing, save one small mention of Xi sending condolences to the family of a deceased veteran. The black box of China's politics is firmly closed, even to those who've played advisory roles, like economist Li Daoqi.
I really don't know what's going on. I wish I knew more.
Should we be worried?
I wouldn't worry. I don't know the routines of the senior policymakers. I would know better about the logic of their decision, the logic of economics, the personal routines, I don't know. Very complicated.
On Monday, a Chinese court handed down a verdict in a murder...
This follows a high-profile trial, when the wife of senior politician Bo Xilai was found guilty of murdering a British citizen. Bo has not been seen for months. That scandal and Xi's disappearance damaged the image of the government and underlined the weaknesses of China's political model, according to one political commentator in the US, Chen Po Kong.
This proves the system is not convincing. It proves the impossibility of the party's claims that it can achieve a peaceful transition of power. These two major events this year prove the system's failure and its bankruptcy. It must reform. It no longer has any credibility.
Xi Jinping is the son of a revolutionary, chosen to lead amid intense horse trading. So far, most analysts still believe he should be able to step into the top job. If not, Chen Po Kong warns of political chaos.
If the Chinese government were forced to change people, it would be a huge shock. There would be a reshuffle of political factions, and they'd all be thrown into another political struggle.
That's a worst-case scenario at this stage. But as the days without any Xi sightings mount, so too are the fears.
It's worrisome, because this system here in China is very much predicated on certainty.
That's Orville Schell, a longtime China watcher, now at the Asia Society.
One of its dangers is it's incredibly brittle. It doesn't have a lot of flexibility to absorb shocks, and symbols matter a lot. So if you have some disturbing symbol, like someone being sick or someone not able to continue on, these things tend to cause lots of consternation.
One indicator of crisis would be the delay of the all-important meeting, the 18th Party Congress. It was expected next month, but still no date has been set. But one thing is clear. Despite China's surface modernity, its court politics remain shrouded in mystery, purposefully obscure to the masses. Louisa Lim, NPR News, Beijing.